from the future star of death on the boulevard, Miss Al Lambert!
Yay! Okay, hang on. I haven't even auditioned yet.
Al, the audition is just a formality. You can act, you can sing, you've done a Hollywood movie. You're a shoo-in. Besides, it's not like you have a lot of competition.
Yeah, I mean, the only other good actress in town is Susie Mayman, and she's got that lazy eye that looks up at the ceiling when she walks.
Right. Okay, so have some experience. Maybe a little talent. But I still have that audition against... Who am I kidding? The part's mine.
Well, Your Honor, I really respect your work. And I know that I would learn a lot being your intern. As a matter of fact... No, I wasn't talking to you, Your Honor. So I'll hear back from you on Thursday, right? Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, God, I hope I get this. An entire summer in a courtroom going over legal briefs.
Well, you know, honey, if you need some practice, you can go over my briefs.
I'll go over your briefs, pal, with my truck.
Good news, everybody. Our little Lily took her first achievement test, and she scored in the top 1% of all first graders in the country.
Oh, right. Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Is that good, Daddy?
That is great. Daddy is so proud of you. I tell you what, why don't you go in the kitchen and get yourself a big bowl of ice cream?
Goody!
Ice cream? Goody?
Mom, Frank, you're missing the big picture here. I mean, you have a 6-year-old child who's already smarter than the both of you.
Please, put Lily in my hands. I mean, I can see her future now, first Harvard, then Yale, then winning the Nobel Prize and dedicating it all to me, her teacher, her mentor, the wind beneath her wings.
Time out, Dana. Come on, we don't want to put that kind of pressure on Lily. We want her to have a normal childhood so she can grow up to be a well-adjusted and happy adult.
Yeah, like me.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you?
There. Okay, now there it is. You see? This rotates out like that. Here's your secret passageway, and that's the way the murderer escapes, huh?
Frank, as the assistant director, I must tell you, this isn't exactly what I had envisioned. I gotta try and get inside my head.
No problem.
Was I gay?
Lola Fontaine.
Well, Karen, I pretty much have to agree with you. I want to thank everyone for auditioning, but I've decided that the role of Lola Fontaine will be played by...
Excuse me. I'm Valerie Parker. I'm sorry I'm so late, but I'm new in town. I got lost coming here. Is there still time to audition for the part of Lola?
No. Yes. Karen, last time I checked, I was the director and you were doing makeup. So if it's okay with you, I think we should let Valerie audition. Would you mind starting with a song?
No problem. No sweat. He's not gonna cast a frumpy-looking wallflower like that.
Yeah.
Okay, can you sing, give it to me right here. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Am I below? Am I below? Here are these tears in these eyes telling you.
Great!
Who the heck is that?
guess? That's Lola Fontaine.
How'd the audition go?
I didn't get it.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I know how much you wanted this show.
Oh, she's still in the show. She's playing Dolores, the dim-witted, nearsighted maid.
Yeah, I've got four lines.
Would you like a drink? How about another drink? Can I freshen your drink? And I think you've had enough to drink.
Well, look at the bright side. You've already got your lines memorized.
The director has the nerve to ask me to understudy this Valerie girl that got the lead.
Whoa, this Valerie must be really good, huh?
She only got it because the director felt sorry for her. No, miss, I'm new in town and I got lost. You're a boo stinking who? Forget it. I'm not gonna do a bunch of work on a part that I'm never gonna get the chance to do. I'm just gonna quit the play.
Quit the play? Wait, Al, come here. Sit down. Look, Al, I don't know a lot about acting, but I do know that in life, that people that feel they deserve to start at the top usually don't get very far. I think you should reconsider. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I trod the boards at the Port Washington Young Actors Theater, too. I was in Peter Pan, and I don't mind telling you they had a hard time making me look like a boy. Anyway, I was barely 17. All right, I'll do the stupid play.
Good. I'm glad you see my point of view.
Well, it's not really that. It's just better than listening to that story again.
It smells fishy to me, Lieutenant. It smells fishy to me, Lieutenant.
What's wrong, Valerie? Are you sick?
I think I have food poisoning.
Oh, my God. Do you think you can go on?
It smells fishy.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Come on.
Cheer up, Al. You're gonna be great.
Oh, yeah? You haven't seen the rest of my costume.
Cheer up, Al. You're gonna be great.
Al.
We are... Ooh, nice glasses. We are in serious trouble. Valerie's sick, so you gotta go on for her.
What? No, I can't. I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Of course you can. This is your big opportunity, your chance to be a star. That's what you always wanted, isn't it?
Well, yeah, except for one small thing.
Huh?
I never bothered to learn any of Valerie's lines.
Cheer up, Al. You're going to be great.
Lefty.
Okay, Al. 2 minutes till curtain.
God, 2 minutes. I'm dead. I still don't know any of this. Dad, do you really love me?
Of course I do, Al.
Good. Then knock me out with your hammer so I won't have to go on.
Forget that. Now, there is an audience out there waiting to see a performance. There's a bunch of actors back here who have memorized their lines that are waiting to go on.
But Dad, I'm just gonna screw it up.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I have an idea. Al, I read in TV Guide that a lot of stars of television shows hide their lines around on the set. Those two big stars on Dallas did it all the time.
Like you couldn't tell.
It works. Now, I'm going to go out there and hide as many pages of the script as I can around on the set. You go everywhere that Valerie went in rehearsal, and your lines will be there when you need them. You just go to all the right places, and you'll be okay.
Dad, I don't know the right places.
It smells fishy to me, Lieutenant. It smells fishy to me, Lieutenant.
Ladies and gentlemen, At this evening's performance, the role of Lola Fontaine will be played by Miss Al Lambert.
God help us all.
Oh, geez, the mic's still on.
No, Lieutenant, I just walked in and found the body. Yes, I'll wait for you in the apartment. I think I hear Miss Fontaine coming now. Goodbye. I said, I think I hear Miss Fontaine coming now. Goodbye. I think I hear... My goodness. Miss Newton, what happened here? He was dead when I came in. My God, did you do this? I don't even know this lug, she laughs contemptuously. Oh. I mean, I don't even know this lug. Ouch. What should we do, Miss Fontaine? Well, I think what we should, do is, we don't have a minute to waste. We better hide the body before the police get here, or they'll blame it on Johnny. That must be Johnny now. I mean now. Do I get it? Why don't I get it?
Hello, Toots.
Oh. So, what's new?
Don't hello Johnny me. Not with Jimmy the Fence lying mugged out on your pricey Persian rug. I suppose you got some kind of alibi for all this. Where you been all day?
Well, that's a darn good question. Doing laundry. Taking out a rug. Dancing the funky chicken? For God's sake, whoever it is, come in.
Lieutenant Muldoon.
Johnny Diamond. Dead bodies just seem to follow you around.
What? Oh, Johnny didn't do it.
What about you, Lola? I'm sure you have an interesting story, huh?
Nothing comes to mind.
Don't play that innocent act with me, sister. Where were you at 10 this morning?
The shower?
Really? Now, what would a pretty girl like you be doing at the racetrack?
Kind of hoping someone could tell me.
Telegram from Miss Fontaine.
Thank God.
Page 8.
What?
He said page 8.
Oh. Oh. Got it. What would I be doing at the racetrack? And get your filthy hands off me, Flatfoot! I said, get them off me!
Oh!
Anybody call for a plumber? There's more of the plate coming, so don't worry. Lowell will be right up.
Dad, I'm not going back out there. Your plan isn't working.
We wouldn't need a plan if someone would have memorized their lines.
Dad, I'm making a fool out of myself.
You are not the only one out there who's looking bad. But you are the one who's responsible. I
didn't do it. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe I did it. Yeah, just think about that one.
Look! Miss Fontaine is back!
Not Miss Fontaine.
Oh, my God. Lola's got amnesia!
Give it up, Brad. I think the audience is on to me. You can come to life now, Kenny. It's over. Look. This is a, total mess. And it's all my fault. Because I got my ego bruised when I didn't get the part I wanted. I ruined this night for everyone. And for that, I owe you an apology. I owe all of you an apology, too. I'm sorry. But please, you know, don't make the cast and the crew suffer from my mistake. Come back, really. When Valerie feels better, you get the chance to see the actress who deserves to be the star of the show.
Ow! Well, it smells Lieutenant to me, Fishy.
That's a big loaf of bread.
Mon Dieu, c'est une grande baguette?
Yes, we have to get the ha. It's a grand.
Grand.
Yes. Look, he colored a pink ducky. What are you up to? Oh, Mom, you gotta see this. Lily colored a pretty pink ducky.
What are those?
Is there not one bar of soap in all of France?
Il n'y a pas de savon in France?
I won't believe this, Dana. I told you not to put all this pressure on Lily, and then you went and did it behind my back.
Yes, I did, because it's the right thing to do.
No, it wasn't. She's a child. The right thing to do is to let her have school time and then play time, not school time and more school time. She's 6 years old. You have to give her a chance to be a little girl.
Mom, you're wrong. Lily loves working with me. Tell her, Lily.
It stinks. Dana, vous êtes une grande tête de bouger.
Grande tête de bouger. What is that?
She called me a big booger head. But she did it in French.
Come on, Lily. School's out. Go play.
Yay, viva la mommy!
Viva la mommy. You had no right to do that.
Well, somebody had to. I mean, I couldn't just stand by here and watch her gifts being frittered away like mine were. I mean, I don't want her to be a failure, too.
Two? Wait a minute. You think that you are a failure?
Think? What? I knew it. Mom, I lost that legal internship that I really, really wanted to some woman who goes to Harvard just because she goes to Harvard.
So you didn't go to Harvard. You're a strong, bright, determined young woman. And if you'll just shake this poor me attitude, you can do anything you want.
Do you really think that?
I know that. But you're the one who's got to believe it.
All right, Mom. But even if I did, I'm still worried about Lily, her future. I mean, don't you want her to be special?
Dana, if Lily turns out to be half as special as you, I will be such a happy mother.